Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. Another Mediumship Mini here, and I have got a question from Graham Mitchell. And Graham says, love the podcast. I've picked up so much knowledge through it. So for that alone, thank you. You are welcome. I also love how consistent you are. There is nothing worse than finding a great podcast and realizing it only has 6 episodes and there hasn't been an upload in a year. Keep it up as long as you can. It's much appreciated. I need to put my teeth in, Graham. Sorry. Well, this is also thanks to you guys, because you keep inspiring me by dropping the questions in. It makes such a difference having these questions and things to think about and things to answer. My question for you is, if you have anything to discuss on the matter, is how do you believe being a medium affects working 9 till 5? Can they exist hand in hand? Of course, most people's ideal would be to go full time, but that isn't always an option in the early days. I worry that when the time comes in my development and I go public, it will impact my role, especially if you're posting your face and name online. Do you have anything to share on this topic? I absolutely do, Graham, and I'm trying to work out where to start. So first thing I want to say is, I think certainly at the beginning and in the earlier days, and to a certain extent always, it is better to have another source of income, because as soon as you get into a position where you need to be doing the readings because you need to get that money in to pay your gas bill or buy your food shopping, you are then not in a state of allowing your alignment all the time. So if you've got a day where you're feeling tired or you're feeling stressed and you know it's not a good day to read, are you going to be able to walk away from that and cancel that appointment when you know you need the money to eat? So I think that having another income stream really does help keep you in alignment and keep you true. And that can really help. Equally, it's hard because being a medium is incredibly tiring and has a big energetic cost on you and your life. And I've had to really pull myself to account recently with just working too hard and doing too much and the impacts on my energy and the fact that yet again, my poor husband has been left with the dregs of Hannah and that's not what he signed up for. So that can be very difficult. And I think when you work 9 till 5, it's very, very hard. It's hard to put the different hats on. You know, today I am working in a muggle job, and I'm talking about muggle things, which gets harder the more indoctrinated into spirituality you become. The more you work with the spirit world, the less you are able to just have ordinary conversations with people. I find it sometimes my brain is blank. I can't think what to say. I don't know, hello, how are you? Yes, I'm good. Where are you going on holiday? I just can't remember how to do it. Because I think, to me, I just want to grab people and go, it's so amazing out there. Have you seen it? Have you seen what's happening? It's incredible. Have you felt the spirit world, the infinite wisdom? And of course, that would make me a nutter. So finding that is difficult. Finding that balance is difficult. I would say probably also good. It's good to be grounded. It's good to not disconnect from reality too bad. And then, of course, there is the idea of, like you say, your face and your name online. And that is a massive vulnerability. It's a massive thing. I know some people that have gone under assumed names. And I can understand that. And I have to be honest here, Graham, and say, if I knew when I started what I know now, would I have used a fake name? And I can't honestly say that I wouldn't have. I don't know, there's something about me that likes to be truthful, and I don't know if a fake name would sit right with me in that sense. But equally, when you get hate mail sent to your home, that can make you feel a little bit exposed. And I have had a lot of people be very you know, people that I thought I knew, school run, for example, bloody hell, school run, when you come out as a medium, you come out of the spiritual closet, is brutal, because there's so much misinformation and misunderstanding that, and people think it's okay just to tell you that when you're there collecting your children, that they think you're fraudulent. Yeah, I had my birthday party, I may have mentioned this to you guys, my 41 and a half party that I had in the summer. And one of my friends who was staying, her husband just said to me, I think you're a fraud and you're only in it for the money. And I said, well, where's the money? And he said, well, look at how many podcast downloads you've got. And I went, and where's the money from that? I don't have advertising on it yet. Where would the money be? So I think people have sort of very limited views and very limited ideas. I think as long as you know your position is one of integrity, that's the best you can do. So I don't have the answers, is what I'm saying here. I think you have to find the path that works for you, the space that suits you, and in that quagmire of what you want, where you want to be, and knowing you're supported and knowing nothing can hurt you unless you let it, and finding what you're comfortable with and what your family is comfortable with. I never even gave my husband the grace of asking him. And that's probably not right. Yeah. So I hope that helps. And it is a quagmire out there, but it doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile and life affirming. And I love my job. And for the most part, I get more people wanting to tell me about their experiences than I do people judging me. So it's finding that resolve and that resilience within you, which is only a good thing, because if you ever go to demonstrate in front of an audience, you will need that resolve and that in there, that strength to be able to do that kind of work. So it all plays a part. Thank you very much for your question, and have a lovely day.